Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Len Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Baker. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Morales picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Garr scores. Squires moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires tags and scores. Lemon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is hit by the pitch. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from May and he is safe. Jones steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards third. Pryor catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Torres moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Squires reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Horta reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from May and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Jack Billingham now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Squires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. Kessinger scores. Garr moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Horta moves to second. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres is walked intentionally. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon scores. Horta moves to third. Torres moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Dave Tobik now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Trammell. Horta scores. Torres scores. Pryor moves to third. May moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell moves to third. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Ed Putman now catching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Green pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kip Young now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.